Our parishes had 69 young people who received the sacrament of confirmation in this past year. We welcomed another 20 into the church at our Easter vigils. We baptized 100 kids in the last year. Just kids, there were some adults too. And 85 people made their first communion. We're happy about that, right? Well, hold on. How many of these kids, individuals, and families are regularly at Mass or involved in the life of the church and our parishes? We don't feel like clapping now. I can count them on my hands. Almost 10 years ago, a study found that for every one person who became Catholic in the United States, 6.5 left. I don't know how a half a person leaves, but 6.5 people for every one. Half of those young people aged 18 to 35 who were raised Catholic are no longer Catholic. That number has probably accelerated, especially since the pandemic. And we see it as normal when our religious education families, parents of baptized babies and recently confirmed teens, are not here. That's just normal. It's the way it is. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the opposite of what Christ has asked us to do. If a person goes through religious education, religious instruction, either in the home or in school or in a religious education program, and does not see the need to be engaged in their faith, then that person has not encountered Jesus, and that parish has not done its job in evangelizing, of doing what Jesus calls us to do, to make disciples of all nations. Now, before you run away from what might seem like another "why aren't people coming to church" homily, let me put this into the context of what we just heard. Our readings this weekend speak to us of agrarian or horticultural themes. Isaiah speaks of making the earth fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows. And Jesus takes that seed and places it in the hands of a sower who went out to sow. The responsorial psalm tells us that the seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. And Paul, writing to the Romans, says that we who believe have the first fruits of the Spirit. The message is clear. God wants fruit. Fruit should be a normal product of our faith and our parishes. And to be clear, this fruit is not simply your bodies in these pews. Fruit is something that feeds others, right? By the way, I just ate my first 4 cherry tomatoes today out of my garden. I was all excited about that. Fruit is something that feeds others. It is something that gives joy and invites others to come to the tree and find what it has to offer. When we speak of fruit in the church, we are speaking of the life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not something that simply makes me feel good, but rather it is something that carries the life-giving word of God to others. Botanically, fruit is any seed-bearing structure of a plant. I Googled that. Any fruit, any seed-bearing structure of a plant is a fruit. In light of our readings today, this fruit is that which carries the word of God to others. When a tree does not bear fruit, its life is ending. When a parish does not bear fruit, same thing. As we continue to assess our pastorate community and our mission to make disciples and to live the gospel, we need to take a difficult step back and look at what fruit we are producing, if any. What can we do to produce more and better fruit? How can we cultivate our community so that our fruit is bold and attractive to others? What is the fruit that we are looking for? The fruit that we must bear is the result of the gift that God bestows on us. The seed sown in our ready hearts. That fruit is unity and faith. Yes, even loving and sharing with the other parish. It is peace. It is love and joy that is visible to others. It is compassion. It is gentleness. It is a desire to go out beyond our boundaries to share the life we have been given. As we go forward as a united community of faith, we will need to cultivate our fruit. This may also mean some difficult pruning, cutting back on things that are not producing fruit, that are just expending our energy but not bringing about relationships with Christ. However, this is done with an eye, always with an eye, to more and better fruit. All of us are called. All of us. None is excluded. Remember, the sower did not discriminate as to which soil he sowed. He didn't go out looking for the rich soil. He threw it everywhere. Everywhere. No one has an excuse. No one is exempt from the task of bearing fruit and making disciples. Complaining doesn't make a fruitful harvest, nor does it make the harvest sweet. Faithful work does. We have work to do, but the harvest is the best we can imagine.